Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our next guest helped co-write a book about the potential departure of the A's to Vegas. The book is called Goodbye Oakland. He worked in the A's front office for 15 years, between the years of 1980 and 1994. He has been a business and sports executive for a long time throughout his career. And now again, teaming up on this book, Goodbye Oakland. Joining us this morning on the show is Andy Dolich. Andy, good morning.
Good morning to you. And I got to toast you for the 14-minute piece you did on the Oakland A's. I've sent it out to my friends, and it was absolutely perfect, right on, right tone to John Fisher, who has self-inflicted this disaster in Oakland.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I'd like to know, nationally, I think there's this drumbeat of nobody goes to the A's games. They should move to Vegas and fix this whole mess. Why, my whole sentiment has been, I think that's misguided. Why do you believe that that narrative's misguided?
Because when we took over, Walter Haas, he owned a pants company called Levi's. You remember them?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. So he bought the Oakland A's from Charlie Finley in 1980 for $11.2 million.
Wow.
There's a whole bunch of crappy second basemen that make more than that now. We don't even know their names. And at that time, Finley had destroyed the team, sold everybody off. And remember, here's a team that won three consecutive World Series with some of the greatest players in baseball. In 79, they drew 326,000 people.
Wow.
Then he hires Billy Martin, brings them back to Berkeley. They go up to 800,000. With simple marketing, with extending the marketplace to understand that it was Northern California, not just Oakland, we got to 2.2, 2.5, 2.7, and close to 3 million. So when people tell me they can't draw anybody, this is self-inflicted crap. And he's gotten rid of all the players. They do no outside marketing. And good luck when you're in Neonville, when it's 115 degrees and you're playing for 5 years in the Aviators Stadium. I don't think so.
There's also this narrative that the A's would like to send out there that there's no money in Oakland, that the money is in Vegas. And Major League Baseball has suggested this as well, that if we go to Vegas, there's more money, they can be more competitive. That also feels to me to be a bizarre concept considering how much money is in the Bay Area. What about the potential revenue that if the A's were to be winners again, they would get in that area of the country?
There's no doubt about it. You're going to leave the sixth richest market in the United States to the 38th. Yeah, there's a lot of money in Vegas. It's on the table and it goes to the casinos. You know, tell me the kind of tech businesses you have in Vegas. Vegas is a 9-to-5 town. People go to work at 9 p.m. and they get off at 5 a.m. That is not the case in the Bay Area. And we always looked at the Bay Area as north of Sacramento, south of Salinas, Monterey, and east to the Nevada border. And we proved that you could draw fans. And when people talk about, oh, it's a small two-market place, that's BS too, because many years in the mid-80s to early 90s, Damon, the A's and the Giants outdrew the marketplace. We outdrew 6 million combined. And if you look at, as you said, all the corporate support and the money, John Fisher's owned this team for 18 years, which you pointed out. He has never once been on the DA show or any other show in the history of sports. He's never talked to the public. What owner does that?
Andy Dolich spent 15 years inside the A's organization. He has co-authored a book called Goodbye Oakland, talking about this potential move to the Las Vegas market. The John Fisher part of this is maddening because he inherited all of his billions of dollars. He never worked for that. Mommy and daddy gave him the Gap and the Gap wealth. He bought this franchise and now has driven it into the ground and wants to move it. And yet there are billionaires out there that want to buy it to keep it in the market like Lacob. So why is John Fisher running a business openly combative with its customers and still also won't sell despite being in the middle of this maelstrom of political and social chaos?
Well, his Bermuda Triangle cruise on the SS, Bermuda Triangle, they've tried to build, I think they're now up to 5 stadiums. And Dave Cavill, the team president, has said, hey, get excited. We'll be playing our first game in 2027. We don't live in a world that way. We live in a world of what are you doing in 5 minutes? John Fisher is looking at one simple play, DA, and that is net asset appreciation. He bought it for $180. It's valued by Forbes, et cetera, at $1.5 billion. If he cuts a deal in Vegas and they really get traction and start to build, his net asset value probably doubles, and then he can sell and go, what a smart boy am I. I just think this is nothing more than a net asset valuation play, but there's a gap in his thinking, and that is a long way to go before Vegas. And he's got a partner in this, DA, and you talked about it. His name is Commissioner Rob Manfred. Aren't you supposed to be looking at 2 expansion markets for MLB at $2.2 billion once Tampa and Oakland have their situations with a ballpark taken care of? Why would you take Vegas off the board as a possible expansion market and let them go there? And you also were going to charge them $500 million for Relo, but you pulled that off the table. That's the mystery in this, DA, that I just don't get.
And you're talking about value asset and whether it would go up, the valuation of this. And of course it would go up with a new ballpark in Las Vegas. But wouldn't that value go up even more with a new ballpark in Oakland if you remain in a wealthier market and a larger television market? Why wouldn't his whole modus operandi be getting the new ballpark done somewhere in Oakland?
Dave, and your economic expertise was probably developed in a place like Warwick, New York, I'm guessing, as you grew up.
At the Five and Dime.
Some of the greatest economists in the world came out of Warwick. And if I can just say this, we grew up only 67 miles apart. I'm a Valley Stream, Long Island kind of guy.
All right.
So when I saw only 67 miles, and then I was looking for famous people in Warwick, New York. And you're it. Nothing against Warwick. Hakeem was born there, right? Hakeem Warwick was born there.
Different Warwick. Dion. Anyway, Dion is not from there either.
Yes. Okay. So your point about the money in the Bay Area is absolutely there. And in that time period that John Fisher's on the team, just in the last 6 or 7 years, you got Levi's Stadium selling out for the Niners. You got a beautiful Chase Center, self-financed by Joe Lacob and Peter Guber. You have the Golden One Center and the miracle of the Sacramento Kings this year. John Fisher hasn't been able to have a strategy, and he hasn't spent his own money, which is supposedly $3 billion. So this is ongoing confusion, and I give the A's fans a ton of credit, because they have literally boycotted John Fisher. Those millions of people, 78 million people have come through the turnstiles to see the A's play since they moved to Oakland. So you can't tell me there's no fan avidity. You can't tell me there's no corporate money. It's there, but the fans have said, you want us to pay you when you're giving us the middle digit for the last few years? You know, we're the Bay Area. We ain't dumb. We're not doing that.
It's one of the great cons of all time, which is why I'm so passionate about this. The idea that Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred and John Fisher are selling that there's no fans in Oakland. We're poor in Oakland. You can't get a stadium in Oakland. Nobody goes anyway. And all the money's in Vegas. And I see this on social media from people outside of Oakland saying, move it, move to Vegas. We're rich in Vegas. We've got all these successful teams in Vegas. Look at the Raiders. Look at the, look, why is Oakland losing all their teams? And I'm like, you're falling for the con. The average median household price in Oakland is $830,000. The average median house on sale, real estate for sale in Vegas is $390,000. Now, of course, taxes factor into that, et cetera. But if the average house sells for $800,000 in Oakland, there's plenty of money in Oakland. I don't understand how the narrative keeps getting pushed that there's no fans, as you said, and there's no money in the Bay Area.
81 baseball games in a domed slash doomed stadium in Neonville. Okay, if I'm in Buffalo, I'm going to a Raiders game when it's 20 degrees and 4 feet of snow on the ground for a weekend. We're having fun. It's the Cleveland Guardians against the whatever they're going to be called in Oakland on a weekday day game. How many people are going to be at that game if both teams suck? Good luck to you.
And people are comparing this to the Raiders. Well, 75% of the games that are sold out, that have been sold out at Allegiant Stadium, have been road fans. The Niners fans have showed up. The Chiefs fans have showed up. That's not going to be the same for baseball. And also, absolutely, the economics of football is much different. You don't need regional television rights and a television audience to flesh out your money. It's all a national TV product. In baseball, you need the local television deal, which is market 10 versus Vegas's market 40. You would just never move a business from the 10th largest city to the 40th largest city and expect to make more money. And yet baseball somehow is trying to convince us that that makes sense.
What we were able to have through Walter Haas, a gentleman named Cornell Meyer, who ran Kaiser Aluminum and Chemical, quality mayor, community leaders, and major corporate decision makers, was really three things, DA: teamwork, leadership, and trust. And in the Oakland situation right now, you have none of them. You have a weak government in the city. You have a man in John Fisher that's playing his own game and not talking about it. And you have Rob Manfred that is colluding with him to get this team out of the market to a place that he should hold for an expansion market. Very confusing.
Andy Dolich spent 15 years inside the A's organization, amongst many decades in the sports business and front office realm. 1980 to 1994, some of the great years. He has seen it be great in Oakland. He knows it can happen again with the right leadership, which they do not have right now. The book is Goodbye Oakland. I highly suggest a purchase and a read of this. Great for Father's Day, Mother's Day coming up. And Andy teamed with Dave Newhouse, who's an excellent Bay Area sports writer for many, many years as well, on this book. So certainly check it out. And Andy, as this unfolds, I'd love to have you back on the show. I mean, anybody that can actually, you know, cite my hometown means a lot to me. So thanks so much for doing the homework. And thanks so much for joining us today.
DA, I look forward to it because we're walking here, right? We're walking here.
We're walking here. We're walking here. Thanks,
thank
Andy.
Thank you.
You got it. Andy Dolich joining us this morning on the show. That was excellent. That was great stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.